Great to have your company once again for Lorna Porca here on WLR. Another busy show on the way. New Waterford senior hurling manager Peter Queeley on his ambitions for the next 2 years. McDara McDonagh from the Dungarvan Leader is here in studio, ready to preview this weekend's senior hurling quarterfinals. And later in the hour, Barry Dunn will tell us about the Jim Power Under 14 football tournament. So there's a bonanza of club hurling in store this weekend, and McDara McDonagh, GA reporter with the Dungarvan Leader, is here to preview the 4 senior hurling quarterfinals as well as the 2 relegation playoffs. McDara, let's get stuck into it straight away because it all starts pretty soon at 6:45 with Mount Sine and Ferrybank. Ferrybank, perhaps the story of the championship, beat Clonay last weekend, senior status secured, now a quarter final to look ahead to. Which players have caught your eye so far?
Actually, just before we talk to that, this is a massive weekend. Arguably the top 24 hurling clubs in the county are playing tonight. All 12 senior clubs are playing. All 8 Premier Intermediate, that's 20. And you have your divisional intermediate finals. Now, the beaten intermediate semi-finalists might argue this, but arguably your top 24 hurling teams in the country are in action this weekend.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
incredible.
We won't see this again for another year.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. You know, what about Ferrybank, yeah, Mac? Which players have caught your eye?
2 in particular. Mark O'Brien, who was a marvellous club hurler, one of the best club hurlers in the county. And has been consistently for the last number of years. And MJ Sutton, great player as well. Great hand, marvellous hand. I saw them against Four Mile Water, and I was very impressed by them. Now, 4 Mile haven't exactly set the world alight. We'll come back to them in a while. They're well coached as well. Neil O'Sullivan, and they have the McCaughill brothers in defence, who are quite good as well. Now, I'm hearing that they could be short a few players tonight. And that they mightn't even have MJ Sutton. There's a question mark of whether he's going to be around or not. Now, if they're missing a few players, because remember they lost 5 players 2 days after winning the Premier Intermediate, the inaugural one last year. Now, imagine if they had those 5. So they really have been, excuse me, in many ways the story of the championship. I would have, okay, maybe they caught Clan A, but they bet them. At the end of the day, it's who has more scores on the board at the end of the game.
Exactly. It's a couple of weeks since we've seen Mount Sine in action, Mac, but Austin Gleeson once again was the match winner last time around against De La Salle. How influential will he be this evening?
You never know. I mean, Austin's capable of winning the game on his own, and we know that. But it's funny, the few idle weeks can catch out teams. It may have caught out Modeligo to a certain extent in the Western semi-final last, not taking anything away from Colligan at all, but particularly if a team has had 2 games and Ferrybank have had 2, so Mount Sine, it depends, I suppose, on how well have they used those weeks in the training field. If they've used them well, then it shouldn't be much of a disadvantage. Look, Austin, for frees and sidelines alone, because any free from 100 yards out, he's capable of putting it over the bar, and he's, you know, his sidelines. And when Austin does it from play, there's no questioning the man's ability. After what I'm hearing about Ferrybank missing a few players, and I think there may have been a wedding down there, and I'm open to correction on this. I think Mount Sine will win it, but Ferrybank might ask him a few questions.
Fraher Field, 7 o'clock this evening. It's a Western Derby as Lismore and Tallow face off in relegation playoff. Considering how close Lismore ran Ballygunner, Mac, how surprised are you to see him in this situation?
Well, I'll make some enemies among the CCC for us, because it's a pity this match isn't in Ballyduff. Should have been played in Ballyduff all day long. But anyway, it's not. I've seen Lismore a couple of times. I saw Tallow. Tallow were quite poor the day I saw them, but they played quite well against De La Salle and were a bit unfortunate. And Lismore are going to be short a few bodies, I'm told, this evening. David Prendergast has gone back to Dubai, definitely. Aaron Whelan is injured, and maybe one or two more absentees. And look, Tallow have perfected the get it right for one game in the last couple of years, and they've survived these relegation clashes, you know. And whoever loses tonight is going to have a very tough relegation final, because it's either Clan A or 4 Mile Water. I'd still go for Lismore, but you couldn't rule out Tallow here, particularly if Lismore missed a few players.
No, you can never write off Tallow in these relegation battles, Mac, as you mentioned. We've a double header in Fairfield on Saturday evening, and what a double header it is. Starting with 4 Mile Water versus Clonay, 5 o'clock in the second relegation playoff. which team is going to be able to pick themselves up, Mac, and get out of trouble here?
That's the question. These are two teams that would have had ambitions about, you know, you had Four Mile that got to a semi-final last year and bothered Ballygunner for 40 minutes, bothered them considerably. And Clonay, who were very confident of, you know, going quite a distance this year. I think Clonay got caught up in the two players that they were hoping would be playing for them and maybe let that affect their preparations. Plus, I think there was a smidgen of overconfidence there when last weekend when they were playing Ferry Bank and they got caught. It happens. They got caught. Clonay have played the better hurling this year. For some reason, it's not working for Four Mile. I think part of it is, and I would have written this, that they're trying this Limerick-style hurling, tapping around the middle of the field and trying to get the perfect ball into the perfect player in the perfect position. And when they have a proven ball winner in Sean Welch up front, why not go route one, direct? They did it for a while against Ferrybank. He scored and he set up Michael Morrissey for a goal and a point. And then they stopped doing it. And they've done it sporadically and then they stopped doing it. So if they stopping and play direct hurling, I think Four Mile might win this, but an awful lot of people are saying Clonay will. It's a hard one to call. Maybe it's the hardest one of the entire weekend to call.
Another hard call, Mac, is going to be between those great rivals, Every Side and Dungarvan. That throws in at 6:45, sure to bring a big crowd to Farrer Field. What impressed you about Dungarvan and their win over Four Mile last weekend?
The fact that different players came up trumps at different times. Mike Kiley has been their best player this year, but he's a superb free taker. Jeez, a great free taker. Patrick Horton is injured, clearly injured, but yet chipped in with a great point that can have. Cahill Curran, absolutely, he won brilliant a block flick away from Jamie when Jamie was lining up to get the goal. Jamie Byrne, Tristan Loftus chipped in with a few points. You know, they're all doing it. They're short, a lot of players. They're short, John Curran. You know, I think I read Tony Ryan writing that they've only six players from the last 10 that they beat, besides six remaining players. So there's a high turnover, and there are players playing with them who wouldn't be well known. So these are obviously players who might have been playing junior up to this. But, you know, they lift their game hugely for Abbeyside. They've beaten them the last three times that they've met in the championship. In fact, you have to go back to 2013 for the last time Abbeyside beat them. But that's slightly skewed and they haven't played that often. But the last three times that they've met, Dungarvan have beaten them. So Abbeyside are the favourites on paper, but that's worth nothing unless they win it. Now, they still won't have Neil Montgomery. He's a loss to them. He's a county player. They have, you know, they have Conor Prunty, Brian Luby, Mike Kiley, they're all from the senior panel. They have a few from the under 20 panel as well. Charlie Treen, is Willie Beresford, I think. You know, they have. It's now that before Abbeyside started the championship, I remember writing that they had to show this year that they were potential isn't worth a damn unless you reflect that on the field. Now, they've played two games. They beat Ferrybank reasonably easily in the first game and they had a win over 4 Mile Water. So they haven't, and 4 Mile, as we've already said, haven't been setting the world alight. So they haven't really done enough to justify it. They've had a couple of weeks. They're idle. Same as Mount Sion. They've been idle. While they've been waiting, Dungarvan played two games. How have they used this on the training field? This is important here. I'm tending to go for Abbeyside, but when these meet, anything can happen.
How important will the two Michael Kileys be in this game, Mac?
Massively so. Now, if you remember last weekend, Mike, as we'll call him, to differentiate them, he couldn't take the last free, if you remember.
That's right.
He picked up an injury, so we don't know how serious the injury is. I wouldn't think it's too bad. Oh, he's crucial to them. He's crucial to them. Now, Michael Kiley, similarly, is very important to Abbeyside, but I think Mike Kiley is the more important of the two of them from the point of view of his team's fortunes. If Mike Kiley is held, Dungarvan would be in serious trouble. Whereas if Michael Kiley is held, you would be thinking that Abbeyside may have other players who can take up the mantle.
Another double bill on Sunday in Welsh Park, Mac. Rowan Moore and Passage get us underway at 1:45. We got a look at Passage last time out in their narrow win over Lismore. Where do their strengths lie?
They're very organised. Good defence. Mark Fitzgerald is superb hurler. No, the problem they had is that they don't put teams away, and they suffer accordingly. Like, they were better than Lismore last weekend, but they nearly got caught. And could have been caught. They missed a few goal chances first half, missed a glaring goal chance towards the end of the game. If Owen Connors hadn't been brought on the last day, he wouldn't have won it. He got three quality points when he came on. He's a good hurler. Owen Riley is a good forward. Liam Flynn, quite the last day, but I remember Liam Flynn in a relegation match last year, and he was superb. I think he scored five superb points of them. He's capable of doing that. They're organised. Now, Roan Moore are probably the epitome of organisation, apart from Ballygunner, in that they have a set plan, they stick to it. Gavin O'Brien is the conductor, the director. He does it all. But I mean, to say just to him, is it doing the other guys a disservice? Like, you have Conor Ryan, Billy Nolan in defence, very organised. Roan Moore are a team that are difficult to beat, but sometimes they find it hard to win. Sometimes. But going on what I've seen, you'd have to say that Roan Moore are the favourites there.
Last but by no means least, a repeat of the 2023 county final, Mac. Ballygunner versus De La Salle, 3:30 in Welsh Park. How have the Gunners looked so far, in your view?
Well, have we seen the Ballygunner AFP last weekend, the annual flat performance? you know, where the Lismore probably should have beaten them on the day, but they didn't. Now, if the AFP is out of the way, well, then God help the rest of the teams in a way. De La Salle haven't been good this year. Now, Ballygunner, I'm hearing Desi might feature at some stage here. Huge addition up front, along with Patrick again. Pádraic Mahony was very, very good the last day. You know, gave the leadership. Phillips still struggling, I think, to overcome the injury, but they're getting most of the players back. Peter Hogan came on the last day. Mikey Mahony came on as well. Now, Kevin Mahony picked up a slight injury, so we won't know for sure who's available for them. But
how much have they missed Philip Mahony at the heart of that defence so far, Mac?
Well, he conducts matters there. He's usually the extra player there, and he directs operations. So, and his experience, and he's a leader. They have leaders. They have, they have Stephen O'Keefe. They have Barry. They have Philip Shane, Pádraic. They're real leaders, and they've time and time again they've come up trumps when required. You know, they did what very strange what they did the last time, a triple substitution. I've never seen Ballygunner doing that before, and if you think back to the All Ireland Club semi final, remember we were coming home from it last January, was it? Where they made no substitution until the 74th minute, by which time St Thomas had made four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is there a change? Is that a change in Ballygunner this year, or was that just a once-off? We'll see. De La Salle, I thought a couple of years ago that De La Salle would be the team to kind of take on Ballygunner, but they have disappointed this year. Now, can they get it right for Sunday? If they can, we could have a dinger of a match. Or we could have a situation that Ballygunner could wipe them.
What about Eddie Meaney for De La Salle, the super sub? He's got 3 goals and 3 appearances off the bench so far this season. Will he get his start on this occasion?
Hard to know, isn't it? What do you do? do you stick with the tried and trusted? If it's not broken, don't fix it. I don't know, but I don't know. I haven't seen him this year. Maybe fitness is an issue with him. Maybe he's not fit enough to start the game.
Yeah, I think Ian Flynn, the manager, was telling me the last year that he was a bit late coming back to train in this summer, but now he's kind of getting back up to speed with things. So,
but look, they still have you know, they have quality players, all right. But they would all, and if they all lifted their performances and all had the games as well as they can play, then they could put it up to Ballygunner. But it's hard to see anything but a Ballygunner win here.
I'm going to run through the Premier Intermediate Hurling quarterfinals really quickly. Coming up very shortly, 7 o'clock in Limmy Bryan, with Bricky Rangers versus Dunhill. On Saturday then, we have Ballygunner versus Afan Capaquin Turin. That's coming up at 3 o'clock in Colligan. Also on Saturday evening, we have Ballysaggart versus Tramore. That is a 5 o'clock throw-in in Bushy Park. And then on Sunday, the final Premier Intermediate Hurling quarter final, Clashmore Kinsale Beg versus Shamrocks. That has a 12:30 start in Fraher Field. And we also have 2 divisional intermediate finals on Saturday. The Eastern Intermediate Final, Portlaw versus St Mullerans, 4 o'clock in Welsh Park. And then on Sunday, the Western Intermediate Final, Colligan versus Ballydofupper, 3:30 in Fairfield. McDarrah McDonagh, is going to be a hectic weekend. You're going to have it all covered in the Dungarvan Leader next week. Thanks a million for dropping into our Dungarvan studios today.
No bother.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.